Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has been taken out of an induced coma and is responding to speech, according to the German hospital treating him. The hospital statement said Navalny has the long-term consequences of serious poisoning for Navalny still cannot be ruled out. Navalny, a sharp critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin, was flown to Berlin on August 22nd, 2 days after falling ill on a domestic flight inside Russia. German experts on chemical weapons said tests showed, quote, proof without doubt that he had been poisoned with a Soviet-era nerve agent known as Novichok. Russia has rejected that claim. British authorities identified Novichok as the poison used on former Russian spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter in England in 2018. As the Navalny case plays out, German Chancellor Angela Merkel's office indicated Monday that she might be willing to reconsider her support for a controversial German-Russian gas pipeline project, which would bring Russian gas to Germany under the Baltic Sea, bypassing Ukraine. Four Somali soldiers were killed and a U.S. service member was injured Monday in an al-Shabaab attack on an outpost 60 kilometers west of the Somali port town of Kismayo. A senior leader in the Jubaland Regional Administration told VOA Somali that the soldiers died when a vehicle-borne explosive device hit their camp early on Monday. A spokesman for the U.S. Africa Command confirmed that a U.S. soldier was injured in the attack. Colonel Chris Carnes told VOA that the militants used a vehicle employed as an improvised explosive device and mortar fire. At least one al-Shabaab fighter was killed in the attack. You can hear more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Maria Kolesnikova, a leading member of Belarus's opposition, was reportedly seized by unidentified men in Minsk on Monday as demonstrations against President Alexander Lukashenko entered their fifth straight week. A witness identified as Anastasia told a Belarusian website Monday that she saw Kolesnikova being forced by men in civilian clothing into a minibus and driven away. Kolesnikova is the last of three women left inside Belarus who came together in the opposition coordination council to try and defeat Lukashenko in the August 9th poll. He was declared the winner in the election, but opposition parties, along with the United States and the European Union, say the poll was rigged. Kolesnikova's ally Olga Kovalkova went to Poland on Saturday, saying authorities forced her out of the country. Belarus's main opposition leader, Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya, has been in Lithuania with her children since the election. Protests over the weekend once again drew tens of thousands of people. Police and army troops cordoned off the center of Minsk. That didn't stop demonstrators from marching to the vicinity of the president's residence, about 3 kilometers outside the city center. A Saudi court sentenced eight people to jail on Monday for the 2018 murder of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi in Riyadh's consulate in Istanbul. Five people were sentenced to 20 years in prison. Three others were sentenced to between 7 and 10 years Monday. That's according to state media. None of the defendants' names have been released. Khashoggi, who was a U.S. resident and prominent critic of Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, went to the consulate in 2018 to pick up documents that would allow him to marry his Turkish fiancée. Saudi Arabia has given varying accounts of Khashoggi's disappearance, eventually saying the killing was the work of rogue operatives. The U.S. Central Intelligence Agency has concluded with medium to high confidence, it says, that Crown Prince Mohammed ordered the killing. The Crown Prince denies he was involved. Khashoggi's remains have not been found. And the World Health Organization said Monday that countries that bolstered their health care systems in recent years fared better than others amid the COVID-19 pandemic. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus urged countries to learn from the current pandemic and prepare for the next one. He praised Thailand, Mongolia, Senegal, and other countries for their response to the virus. Meanwhile, India on Monday became the country with the second highest number of confirmed coronavirus cases behind the United States. Until today, Brazil had the second highest total. The health ministry reported a record 90,802 cases on Monday. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, this is VOA News.